Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, October the 9th. Take a few moments to simply breathe. Breathe deeply. Let go of worries and distractions. Close your eyes. Breathe. It will come as no surprise that churches everywhere are struggling, and ours is no different. Once thriving congregations with acres of worship space, education buildings, playgrounds, and family life centers are now largely surrounded by empty spaces, silence, and memories of once full facilities. Significantly diminished numbers of aging Christians are searching for faithful ways forward. And those ways are taking many forms as churches faithfully move forward. Some congregations discover their most faithful path forward by joining with other churches in various forms of cooperative ministry. Working cooperatively, these churches are able to support a shared professional staff, engage in expanded and effective mission and ministry, and even maintain their buildings, and all to an extent that they found difficult or impossible on their own. Some congregations are selling their property altogether and using the proceeds to engage in exciting new ways to worship, gather for fellowship, and engage in mission and ministry. Others are leasing their unused facilities to individuals and organizations that are compatible with their church's vision and sense of mission, and thereby bringing new life to formerly empty space and generating financial resources for mission and ministry. Others find their faithful way forward by bringing meaningful closure to their existing church, distributing its resources to missional organizations and other churches that are compatible with their missional vision, and thus seeing their congregation contribute meaningfully and faithfully to the future of the kingdom of God, even as members affiliate with other congregations, either individually or as a group. And there are many, many creative, hopeful, exciting, and faithful combinations of all of the above that offer hope and possibility to diminished and struggling congregations. Each church, like each family, is unique and requires thoughtful, loving, faithful, prayerful, and energetic work and preparation in order to discern the best path forward. Let's pause again now and listen. Firstly, let's listen to the thoughts and feelings that have stirred within as I have shared these things. Go ahead and name what frightens and upsets you most about all of this. Give these things to Christ and His never-failing love for us and for our church. Now, listen for the glimmers of hopeful possibility that hearing and thinking about these things has awakened. Give these to Christ as well. We are on the right track, because we are connected with Christ. We are St. James United Church of Christ. Christ is joining His loving self to our present moment and to our future, both as faithful individuals and as a congregation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.